Laben, and we darshed in Laben mikokum mokum. And any type of a kid that she gives birth to has tumas leder. What is the tumtum madrugnis? The same thing, labas means labas mikokum mokum. Any type of a bas, even though it's a tumtum madrugnis, still there's tumas leder. So therefore, the extra word tainer to teach us, according to Mishimin, even by Yotze Daifin. Now, what do they do with Laben and labas? Haimi boile lechayev al kol ben o ben. Teach me Yechayev a separate korban for each kid you have. The Rashi says the Chayev a kol ben ben means Shem Tov. Let's say Nisha gave birth to an akeva, and she goes to the stomach for 14 days. Then she goes to the mikveh after the 14 days. She comes pregnant again, and she gives birth to another kid after 80 days. So she's Chayev a second korban. That's the pasuk. Ben means every single kid she has. She's Chayev a separate korban. For Rabbi Shimon, how did he know this Yisoid? Maybe you need Laben teach us a separate korban, not the tumtum vadrugnis. For Rabbi Shimon, nafkulei midutoni for this tana midutoni tana kaimed roshay. The tana learned before roshay is like this. The pasuk says zoyis torah siyoledis. Balaam comes to teach us shemevi korban echad al vlodis harbi. There are certain times that even though she has two kids, she has twins, let's say, she only has to bring one korban. As long as they came out both together within the 80 days, she's only chayiv one korban. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Tovi aleda v'yalziva, says she gives birth, and all she has two maziva, kachas one korban. So, also maybe, so Gemara, what kind of havmin is that? Ella, yoledis, yochel adam, one time each day gives birth, and also she ate blood. So she's chayiv one korban for the dam. Or else, for yoledis, yochel chaylev, each day gave birth, and also she ate chaylev. The chad korban taskla. What kind of havmin is it that one korban should be enough? Avad will have to have two different korbanos. What kind of throw is this? Lamaisa, you should have to have two korbanos or two different avarim. What's the havmin here? So why would I think to say Nisha that gave birth when she's zobo, she has two separate korbanos, who only have one korban? Avad has two separate korbanos. So Mir Rav says like this. Eli Rav case like this. Yoch Leibor thought to say, Tov v'yaleida shlefnei melois, v'yaleida shalacha melois, kachas. Let's say she gives birth to one kid now. The second kid she first gives birth to after the 80 days pass by. So maybe still it's enough to have one korban. Or this Talmud Lai Menor, the pasuk says, Zois, the teacher says that then Yechayev two korbanos. In other words, if she gave birth to one kid now, and the second kid first came out 80 days later, after the 80 days, then Yechayev a second korban. So he knows that from the word Zois. So that's how the Rabbanan knows this Yisoid. And in that time, Rav Shimon knows this. Therefore, Rav Shimon has the word the Ben Labas extra teacher us even a tumtum vadrugnis. For Rabbanan, the Gemara says no. Afagav dichsiv zos. Even though the pasuk says the word zois, israch le Ben Labas. Do I need the pasuk the Ben Labas? See the sky of two separate kabonis. Because otherwise, talkud adachim and Rabbanan thought to say a chiluk like this maybe. Haini mili. When a yechayiv two kabonis and gave birth to two kids, betray yiburei. If they became pregnant two separate times. Like this case, she gave birth to one kid, and then she went to the mikveh for 14 days later, and then she became pregnant again, and she had a latest of lad during the, and then the kid became pregnant, and then the kid came out later. So then Yechayev two kabonis. But what's going to be b'chadi burei? The mother first became pregnant with twins together. And the case what happened was kegoin Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya. These two kids were the sons of Rabbi Chiya. What happened was, one came out at the beginning of the 7th month. And the second twin, the first came out at the end of the 9th month, which is mamish 3 months in between, more than 80 days in between. I would have thought to say in such a case, still maybe the Chag Korban Sagi law, maybe it's enough for to bring one Korban. Because the Maisa, they both became pregnant at the same time. So maybe these twins only need one Korban. Come out the second person, no Kamashim law, no. But the Maisa, since the second twin came out 80 days later, first 90 really means after came on 90 days later come out. So therefore you have a second korban. So therefore I need two psukim. So I call upon him, that's the machlokes. The Mishnah, the Rebbe Shimon also an extra word tailored. A yaitse doifin is called a leida. The isha has tumas. And my shame came. The Rabbanan hold no that they dash in a posse gitzik yisaz ria is only called leida kain shemaz ras and not a yaitse doifin. The other more says they should know. Omer Rebbe Yechanan. Umaydi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon though agrees the Kodeshim by a korban for a korban shein the Kodesh, that if the mother of the cow, if the calf's cow gives birth and the baby comes out through Yotze Daifin, that kid is like a mum, he has no kedusha, can't be brought for korban. Shein the Kodesh, then the Kodeshim is not called a leida. even though by a person he holds it's called later, she has tumas later, but not for behemah. By behemah, it's not called a later. For kochim, it's called a balmum. My time, what's the reason? Goma leida leida b'chor. Learns that leida leida b'chor. Moslem, just like by a parsha of b'chor by behemah. The other Torah says clearly, pet the rechem. The what animal has kedushas b'chor? If it came out through the rechem, becomes out through a doif, the yetz doif, and has no kedushas b'chor, is afkan every korban also the same way? Pet the rechem. There was called the lady for a behemah to get kedusha. Could we soon see maskon in both cases? Either let's say you have a korban shlomim now, that the korban became pregnant, and then it gives birth. So if the kid comes out the regular way, it has kedushas shlomim on it. If it's a Yetzei Daifin, it has no Kedush Shlom, it has no Kedush Shagur, it has no Kedush Shagur, or else, in the case with Stam, you have a kid came out Yetzei Daifin, and you want to be Makdashit now, it's like you'd be Makdashit Balmum, that it's not Chal, Kedush Shagur, if only Kedush Shagur, that's all. But that's what Yechon says, even if Shimon agrees, you learn out, Leida Leida, from a Peterechim. Now the Gemara asks the question, the Ligmor, Leida Leida Miyodam, why does Shimon rather learn out a behemoth from an Odam? To say mahosam yetsi daifin, just like by an odim Rabbi Shimon holds that when Isha gives birth through yetsi daifin, and it's called a leida, and she has tum v'tayra and a chiv korbin, his afkam and behemer also should be the same way. Yetsi daifin also should be called a good leida. It shouldn't become a balmum, and it should be fit to be a korbin also. Smor says no. Mistavus more of a sort of shimish learn out be bechor heaven lemevus. More of a sort learn out from bechor. Why? She can imoy me imoy. Both of them have to do with the mother. They both have to do where she says imoy b'chor k'siv shivas yom tia si im imoy, and the kachim also k'siv b'chor shivas yom tachas imoy. It says the word imoy by both of them. That's why it's more mistempler now behema from behema. So it's ad rabino mayodim hevel mevels more mistempler learn out behema from an odom shekain poshut. Listen, by a behema, we're not talking about a bechor, it's on any animal. And the same thing by a person, it's any lady, love dafka bechor. Mi poshit, the two poshim, not a bechors. So it's like this. Ela no, the swore is like this. Rabbi Shimon holds, Ela ben bechor have lemele. If he learns out the behema from a bechor, why? She came aim, by both of them, it says the word aim in the Torah. Tehemas, kochim. To both negate the behemoth's kochim, a bechor as kedushas behemoth, and order the regular behemoth for kochim now, and also pigul noise v'tzonei, that these psulim apply to both to a behemoth korbin and to a bechor. By an odim, you don't have these psulim. But other rabbi know the other way. May yodim have little mental still to support learn out the leda of behemoth to a leda of an odim. Why? She came poshut. Because both of them are not talking about bechorim, the regular vlad of a behemoth or an odim. Secondly, Zohar, by a Bechor, it's only a Zohar. But by behemoth for Kachim, it's even in the cave also, loved after Zohar. Same thing by a person also, any later, even in the cave also. Kodush, Rashi says, Vechain Kachim, Kodush means that you have to be Makdishit. There is a behemoth, you have to be Makdish, and another also, If you're not marked by itself, it doesn't become Kaddish. Mashenkin the Bechor comes Kaddish by itself. So if a behemoth is more daim to an Odom, not to a Bechor, Bechor has Kedusha by itself. And B'matana also, that a Bechor is called the Matnas Kuna. And a regular behemoth is not a Matnas Kuna. The same thing, Odom is also not a Matnas Kuna. So learn out rather later of a behemoth from later of an Odom. So the Gemara says, Hanach Nefishin. There are more ways that a behemoth is daim to a Bechor than to an Odom. Therefore, Rav Yechon says, Rav Shimon agrees that by behema, if it gives birth through a yetzei daifin, it's called a mum, and that's not called a leida, and the kid is not fit to be a korban. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, bring your proof. Tanya, Masalim, Rav Yechon, bring your proof to Rav Yechon. That according to Rav Shimon, a yetzei daifin is not fit for korban. It sounds like this. Rav Yudah says, the pasuk says, Zois Torah Oilo, Hiyo Oilo, is a re'elu gimel miyutim. Rashi said, this is the postek by the famous klal of kol ha-psulim imolu lo yerdu. Once a psul comes on the mizbeach, whether it's behema lost its dam, or psul machshav is pigul, like chili, you don't put it on the mizbeach, but b'dyevet, if you put the meat or the dam on the mizbeach, b'dyevet imolu, it's lo yerdu, don't take it down. That's this postek. So it's turns out anything that goes up on the mizbeach stays there. But it says, three miyutim hi oilo, so the three cases that we say, even though it went up, still you take it down. There are three miyutim. What are these three miyutim? It's not the Gemara Prat. If you know this Prat, Lenishchitah b'layla, case you shechted the animal at night time, that's not called the shchit at all. So that even though you put the meat on the mizbech, you have to take it down. Rosh v'shenishpach doma, its blood got spilled on the floor, meaning no zirika was done. And then you put the meat on the mizbech, after that's the case, you have to take it off. And b'shiyotze doma chutz to kloim, let's say if you made a kabbalos adam, you took the dam outside the mizbech, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it has the psul yotze on the dam. The dam is posul, even though you bring it in now, psul adin is teirid. Shemosel, there is through these three cases, teirid, you have to bring it down. That's Shem Yudishita. Rabbi Shimon Amar said like this, no, oilet says the word oila, ein liyel oila, kshera. Maybe only a korban oila kshera the din is bringing on the mizbeach. Minan, how do we know to include no? He argues, Rabbi Shimon says, even the rabbi shnishna b'layla, even the case that you shekel the korban at night time, so what? But with the yebid, if you put the meat on the mizbeach, I don't know if it could stay there. Or else also, v'shenishpach doma, or else v'shiyotza doma chus tekloyim. Even in these three psulim that Rabbi Yehuda says it's teirid, Rabbi Shimon says no, even these three psulim also, if the yebid is put on the mizbeach, don't take it down. The yalan of asu adin dalan means the meat was left overnight. The ayotzi took the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash. The yatomi, the meat became tomei, the leisa was left over. Or halam stam before means that the dam was left over, and now means the meat became nicer. Or else, v'shenishkut achutz nazmani, you made a shchit and you had a mind to be zorik the dam the wrong time, which makes a tigul. Or else, chutz l'mekayim, you had a mind to do it the wrong place, which makes a psul in the korbin. Or else, v'shekib l'psulim, a kohen that's posul made a kabbalas adam that's posul. Or else, v'zorku was damim, the psulim made his rikas adam. Or else, v'yanistim l'mala, a korbin chatis. The dam was supposed to be put on top of the chuta sikra. Shenosun lamata, they put it on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Rest the other way by korban oila. V'yanist lamata was supposed to put it on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Shenosun lamala. So even though the behemoth is possible, but v'diyevad all these cases, if you put it on the mizbeach, it's like teirid. Same thing v'yanistim bachutz. The dam is supposed to put on the outside mizbeach. V'diyevad you put now shenistim b'fnim. Still the meat, if it's an olu, lo yerdu. It was the other way. V'yanistim b'fim, the dam is supposed to be in the inside mizbeach. Shenostim b'chutz, they put on the outside mizbeach. Or else, v'yatesa v'yachate sheshochtin shlelu shmon, that the first mishten zvachim says the korban is posel. V'shech the korban chatas or korban pesach shlelu shmon, the korban is posel. So therefore, you're not supposed to burn it. But how do we know, to say that the yevil and all these psulim, if the meat was put on top of the mizbeach, that you don't take it down? So Shimonos Tamlem, the pasuk says, "Zois Torah Soila." It's one Torah for all the korban, for all the korbanis. That ribu Torah is the whole oil. It's a ribu now for all oil. Anything goes on the mizbeach, Shimon leyerdo. Once it goes up, then we do not take it down. It says up to Shimon Yochel. I would have thought to say Shani Marbal include already as haroiva. The case where the animal had a psul. Now the chiluk is these psulim were even chal before you brought the korban into the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the animal is a reveya, means a man lived with the animal, or an isha lived with it. Vanuva, the yamukse, an animal that you set it aside to worship Hashem of Adizara before you brought him to the Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdash. Or else Veneva, you worship the animal. Or else Viesnan, you gave the animal for pay to the Zayna. Viyamechir, or else you sold this animal for a dog. Viyaklayim, an animal that's klayim, comes out of an aiz and a kevis. Viyatreif, an animal that's a treif, or else Viyotidaifin. See here clearly, you have Shimon Hells here. Even an animal, it's a Yotze Dauphin. In these, how do we know in these psulim now, if you bring it on the Mizbeach, still it's Yerit, take it out? Talmudim, it says Lashon Zeis. That mashma, only some and not all of them. But the Mar Royis, how do you know the Rabbis say Lahoitzi? I don't know to say the first psulim, yes. Once it's up, don't take it down. And these last psulim, even though you put it up, take it down. How do you know this? As far as Pasha the Mor says, Acha Shariba Kosa the Meat, there's one Pasuk saying yes, one Pasuk saying no, is Mar Bani Yechelu Shoy Psulim HaKodesh. All these Psulim, when you first brought the Behemah into the Beis HaMikdash, was fit to be a Korban. Something went wrong in the Beis HaMikdash. There I say, your mother wants it up in the air, but don't take it down. But a Moitzi, I exclude on thee, as able this last Psulim, a Ravei of Anivra, Shnohoy Psulim HaKodesh. These last psulim are not a psul b'kodesh. So, therefore these things, the psul happened before you were born to Beis HaMikdash. Here you say, Emolu is Yerdu. So I call upon him, here's a clear right. Shimon himself says that by Kochim, a Yotze Deifin is called a psul.
So even though you see by a lady, now Mishnah says an Isha gives birth to a Leitzer Beifin is called a Leda, that's only by an Odim. But by Behema, by Kabonis, his murder is called a Psul, it's like a Balmum, he can't bring it for Korban. That's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, we'll stop here.